Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 373. Visible translated text is as follows, said, "Well, I have a pair of black ones here too." And he kind of studied a little bit and said, "Go ahead with him and stay with him until he gets his shoes." And I went up there and found both pair right where I had left them. Mr. Frank looked pale and nervous and kind of hesitated and stuttered like he didn't like me in there somehow or other. Cross-examination. I testified at the coroner's inquest. I admit I did not testify about Frank's knowing Mary very well there. That has been recalled to my mind since I was arrested on Monday, April 28th at 11 o'clock and held until Thursday night about 6. Mrs. J. White, sworn for the state. I saw my husband at the pencil factory at 11:30. I stayed there until about 10 minutes to 12. I left him there and came back about 12:30, and I left again about 1 o'clock. When I got there at 11:30, I saw Miss Hall, the stenographer, Mr. Frank, and two men. I asked Mr. Frank if I could see my husband, Mr. White. Mr. Frank was in the outside office then. He said I could see him and sent word by Miss Helen Freeman for him to come downstairs. My husband came to the foot of the stairs on the second floor. I talked to him about 15 minutes and went on out. I returned about 12:30. Mr. Frank was in the outside office standing in front of the safe. I asked him if Mr. White had gone back to work. He jumped like I surprised him and turned and said, "Yes." It wasn't much of a jump. I went upstairs then to see Mr. White. Harry Denham was with him working on the fourth floor. They were hammering. It was not a continuous noise they were making. I heard the hammer not more than once or twice. Mr. Frank came upstairs while I was up there, somewhere about 1 o'clock. I know it was before 1 because at 1 I was at McDonald's furniture store, 4 or...